With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Israel carries out a rare strike on Beirut, which is said killed a top Hezbollah military commander. Florida Republican Congressman Mike Waltz tells the Salem Radio Network that Israel took out a longtime enemy of the United States.
He was heavily involved in the plotting and planning the 1983 bombing in Beirut that killed over 200 Marines. So for all the families, all the victims, finally justice was done. Thank you, Israel, and Semper Fi.
Speaking through a translator, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he stands by his decision to retaliate against his country's enemies.
All these achievements in the last few months, we managed because we took brave decisions, and it wasn't easy. I had to make sure not to be under pressure from many places.
British police say they've charged a 17-year-old with murder over a stabbing attack that killed three little girls in Southport, northwest England. The Merseyside Police Force says the killer also faces 10 counts of attempted murder over people injured in the attack. He arrived by taxi before entering the building where a Taylor Swift dance event was taking place. He is due to appear in court later Thursday. He's the son of Rwandan immigrants. The UK has seen a massive increase in knife attacks, many by illegal immigrants. Also at SRNNews.com, former President Trump says he would absolutely pardon those arrested on January 6th for merely being at the Capitol building if he is reelected. Over 1,400 people have been charged in connection to January 6th. Hundreds of cases still remain pending. 14 people are arrested for sex trafficking in San Diego during Comic-Con. State Attorney General's office says 14 people were arrested. 10 victims, including a 16-year-old girl, were rescued. This is SRN News. The term abortion will be missing on a ballot in New York this fall.
It's notable because the proposed amendment to New York's Constitution is intended to protect abortion rights. The reason the word abortion might not even appear on the ballot is due in part to disagreements about what the so-called Equal Rights Amendment would actually do if passed. The state's Board of Elections decided that rather than try and interpret the amendment, they would simply repeat its somewhat unclear language in material given to voters. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Harvest Ministries celebrated its second annual baptism event at the historic Pirates Cove Beach in Southern California. Approximately 2,000 people were baptized in a ceremony assisted by Senior Pastor Greg Laurie. The event followed Laurie's Harvest Crusade at a packed Angel Stadium that saw over 5,000 people make professions of faith. This is SRN News. All eyes are on Israel in connection with recent high-profile killings. The latest from the Media Line's Michael Friedson.
The Middle East is reeling following Israel's lightning strikes that eliminated two of the region's most notorious terrorist leaders, Ismail Haniyeh, one-third of Hamas's leadership, and Fuad Shukr, senior Hezbollah commander in Beirut. Shukr carries a $5 million United States bounty for his lead role in the 1983 bombing of the U.S. Marine barracks in Beirut, in which more than 230 Americans perished. Master terrorist and Iranian proxy Shukr reportedly masterminded the massacre of 12 Druze children playing soccer in Majdal Shams. Haniyeh was often criticized for luxuriating in elegant Mideast locations while his people suffered in Gaza. I'm Michael Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRN News. Dot com.